Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Eddie Thomas won't take the start until he's on his toes, until the jockey is ready, and then he'll push that button, the bell will ring, and they'll be on their way. We don't have any starting barriers now, as you know. They go over the... Here they go! And they're on their way down the stretch. The break was good. Every horse got a chance just as they left there. And as they come down here to the eighth pole, it is Time Supply and Special Agent. Special Agent is trying to force his way to the front, and he's going to do a good job of it as they pass the stand. Here on the outside comes Rosemont in a good position. And as they go by me, it is Special Agent on the lead by one length. Special Agent has the lead, and then comes Time Supply in second place right along beside him. Going to the first turn is Special Agent by a length. Time Supply is second, and on the outside of him is Accolade. And Buckthorn is close up. Far back in the crowd, on the inside in about 12th place is Red Rain. Up there close is Rosemont in about 6th place. They're going into the stretch. They've gone half a mile. And the time for the first quarter over this track was 22 2/5 seconds. The half in 45 and 4. They're turning into the back stretch with Special Agent on the lead. Special Agent has a lead now of 1 length and a half. Right behind him comes Time Supply. And in there is... slipping through on the inside is the other one of that entry, Special Age Indian Broom, is going up on the inside now in a good position. Around that far turn, it's still no change in the positions. Rosemont is having a hard time working his way through. He's now in sixth position, going around on the inside. He's saving ground. He's got plenty left. If he's enough horse, he may get home. And on the outside, here comes the other one of Indian Broom. And Golden Eye is moving up from the rear. Here comes Accolade in second position. And Seabiscuit is now moving up and is challenging as they turn for home. It's Special Agent and Seabiscuit challenging head and head as they swing into the stretch. And they've only got a quarter of a mile to come. They step the first mile in 1:36 4/5. And that shows you what this pace is. He can't live at it. Seabiscuit has got the lead halfway down the stretch. But here comes one of the Baroni entry on the outside challenging boldly. And the battle is on. Indian Brood is coming fast, and here comes Rosemont between horses, and Rosemont may take it all. It's going to be a photograph finish, and it's anybody's race right to the end. I think Rosemont got the money, and I think Rosemont was first. It was an eyebrow finish, and Seabiscuit was the second horse. Seabiscuit was second in one of the Taylor entry. I think Indian Broom was third. It was very close. That was an eyelash finish. Rosemont was closing strong, but Seabiscuit hung on gamely. The time of the race was 2:02 4/5, which makes the track almost identically like the track of 2 years ago.
One of the most thrilling finishes I think I've ever seen in a horse race in my life, Clem. The crowd down here has gone completely mad. The photographers are outside the charm circle, which is a white circle here where the winner will come up in just a moment. Newsreel photographers are setting up on every hand. The horses are just coming back now, and everybody, depending on who was their favorite, was shouting Rosemont, Seabiscuit. One would call Rosemont, one Seabiscuit. There are half a dozen here who are just as sure that Rosemont won as Seabiscuit. They don't know what to think of it. One of the most beautiful driving finishes I think I've ever seen.
Hey, hold, Pollard. Here's the photograph finish. Hold it.
All right.
Hold it now. We'll get ready for it. Just a few seconds and we'll know the winner of this race.
Got the race coming up.
I think Rosemont won it, but that's only my guess from where I stand. The photograph will tell us the actual winner. The naked eye is not as good as the photograph. We'll have it in a second. They're looking at it down there. I know it was an eyelash finish. Either horse won by a whisker, and that's all. Just the about a quarter of an inch. I can't see any more between them. I really shouldn't express an opinion on a finish that close. And they're still waiting. That shows you how what a difficult... There it is. Rosemont is the winner. Rosemont by a nose.
All right, Clem.
Seabiscuit is second.
Clem.
I'm just a minute, buddy, till I get it. Rosemont is the winner. I want you to get that jockey if you've got him. Seabiscuit is second. And the Taylor entry finished third and fourth. They haven't put up the distinguishing numbers. And they finished very close together.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey. Are just a few of the Ford Frick award-winning voices, there are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.